Okay, Chavrusha, so just to continue in the Rambam at the end of Parak Aleph of Hilchos Tamat Torah. So last time we noted that there are a few diyukim in the Rambam that take away the full-fledged iser of teaching Torah to women. One diyuk we noted is that the Rambam says, Rov noshim ein daita mechuvenes, right? That implies that there are some women who are daita mechuvenes. We also noted the diyuk that Rav Nachum Rabinowitz Shlita has from the Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says, Tzivu chachomim shalo yilames bito Torah, and Tzivu chachomim, we give you a few sources at the very end of this source sheet, the Rambam Perek Beis of Deyes, or Perek Gimel Tamat Torah Lachavav. Tzivu chachomim always sounds like some sort of Musar idea. Now, the famous source that's Mekel on teaching women Torah, which to my mind has been, misunderstood or something along those lines, is this famous Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos on Maseches Sota. Chafetz Chaim wrote this book, Likutei Halachos, where he tried to take Gemaras, which are not particularly relevant lahalacha, and give some halachic understanding. And the Chafetz Chaim, right, it's the fourth source I have here on the sheet. Koze bizmanim sha'ovru. Sheko echad ha'yadar b'mokim avoysav. B'kabos avoysav ha'yachazak eitzel ko echad lisnaik b'dar shadarchu bo avoysav. Right? In other words, that the entire issur of teaching Torah to women applied at a time that people lived where their parents and grandparents lived, where the Kabbalah of the parents was very strong. In that way, we could say, don't teach Torah to your daughter, and she'll rely on the Masores. Masores, I think, would be translated as the tradition, or what we might call the mimetic tradition, the idea that, like, you see stuff, you do it. However, Bizman hazeh, the Kabbalah, the Masores, is very weakened and matsui, that people do not live where their parents lived. Bizmanenu, people learn other things. So therefore, bivadai mitzvah rabbalam dem chumishim nevim uksuvim musari chazal kadesh yisamis etzlam inyan emunosenu haktoisha shem lokein alulim losor legami midarach Hashem v'yavroko yisodei hadas chas v'shalom. Says the Chafetz Chaim that there's a mitzvah rabbah to teach them chumish, navi, ksuvim, musar, in order that they should have a proper emunah, so that they should not go miderech Hashem. Expanding on this idea, of course, is Rav Soloveitchik, where he gave the first heter to teach Torah Shebaal Peh to women, first in the Maimonides school, and then in Stern College, that women would study Gemara. And the way I've heard it from Rav Schechter and from other Talmidim of the Rav is that the Rav was just expanding on the heter of the Chafetz Chaim, which l'cha'ora is a heter. It's saying that, you know what, the Isser can't apply anymore because the entire society has changed. If we maintain this Isser, so then the entire Emunah will fall away, and therefore we can't do it anymore. And the Rav extended it to Torah Shebaal Peh. Hello, sir. How are you?
Did Rav Soloveitchik think that it was a Musar not to teach women, or is it halachic?
Again, I think we're starting from the point that it's considered halacha, that there's some gezeira midrabanan, or however you want to say it, that women should not learn Torah Shebaal Peh. The Chafetz Chaim said, well, that was then, but Bizman Hazeh, in his time already, they have to. And Rav Soloveitchik went a step further, and the Rav said that in this generation, women even have to learn what we call Torah Shebaal Peh, Gemara, etc. Right, so again, we just read the Chafetz Chaim. That's all we did. Chafetz Chaim, I think, is very clear that this is not a See, I don't like the word l'chatzchila v'diyeved, because sometimes things can be a l'chatzchila given the reality. Let me give you a mashal. Is it l'chatzchila to go to college? Is it l'chatzchila? Right? Very fundamental why you question. So you're shaking your head. So does it mean it's not l'chatzchila? It means it's not l'chatzchila. Had Adam HaRishon not done a chait and eaten from the Eitz Hadas, so then we wouldn't have to go to college. Had there not been a gezeira of b'zeis apecha tochal lechem, so it's a b'diavad in that sense. Nachum? But given the reality of the way the world is, so is going to college a l'chatzchila, or is it more of a l'chatzchila to not get any degree and to not study for any profession and to have to either earn a living by selling stuff on Amazon or earn a living by schnorring? Because those are your two possibilities if you don't go to any college. So I think the point I'm trying to get at is that sometimes things can be a l'chatchila given a reality. And I think that's the way I would like to read the Chofetz Chaim's psak. That the reality of a changing society, of a changing world, where people don't just stay at home, etc., that reality is that now l'chatchila, women have to learn Torah. Right? Is it a b'diyeved or is it a l'chatchila? Well, it's b'diyeved on some level that this happened. We'd rather society be the way it used to be. I'd rather Adam HaRishon never have done that chait. But given the reality, sometimes, right, things are a l'chatchila given the reality. Is that a difficult svara? That's the svara that seems to me. The thing to me, l'chatchila, given the reality. Now, there are a number of things that are worth discussing. On this sugya, I think the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Soloveitchik, if he is based on the Chofetz Chaim, they're really saying that the heter is that you shouldn't go off the derech. There's another tradition, though, about what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Lof Racha, said it, that the way we appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam is not by talking about God all the time. I know, there's one member, at least of this year, who's going to take objection to the sentence. But let's just say what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Lof Racha, said. The way we know and appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam is because we study the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. And whenever I study part of the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand Hashem better. Right? The Lashon of the Rambam and the Mora is Hu HaChochma, Hu HaYodea, Hu HaYadua. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself is wisdom. The more I know about the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more wisdom I have. The more wisdom I have, wisdom being Chochmas HaTorah, and Chochm of understanding the world. Remember, the Rambam himself tells me that I can appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam by looking at the Bria, by going and looking at the beautiful mountains. But the more I understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, the better off I am. And let's be honest, says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, you understand more about the Ribbono Shel Olam when you understand properly a Tosfos about Bar Gibol and not Bar Gibol. That's what gives us a deeper understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Women also have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think that's a given. So Memela, women have to learn Torah for that purpose. That's Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Mahalach. Yes, sir.
So
this is an excellent kasha. How can you say this if the Gemara says it's aser? So I think what Rav Aaron would say is something to the effect of there are different ways of coming to the emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is getting emuna. We spoke about this ourselves. Sometimes a person can see a Jew who is a Kadosh Elyon and exposure to that person infuses someone with Yiras Shamayim. They say that Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, that's Rabbi Charlap's grandfather, no? He was the main Talmud of Maran Rav Kook, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was a real Haredi. One time he ended up at a weekday mincha in the same minyan where Rav Kook was davening in Yafo. Rav Yaakov Moshe sees the way this Jew stands Shmoneh Esrei, he decides he's going to be my Rebbe forever. Va'ani tefila, you could tell a lot about a person by the way they daven. And sometimes, I think the idea of the Masores may be the way Rav Aaron is understanding the Chafetz Chaim, is that the depth of Yiras Shamayim can sometimes come by seeing people who themselves have a very deep Yiras Shamayim and inculcating those values into oneself. When the shtetl broke down and we have less Yiras Shamayim around us, so then we have to access Yiras Shamayim differently. And then we'll have to access Yiras Shamayim through a taisvus. So what I'm saying is that the Chafetz Chaim can be understood in two different ways. Again, I think his Lashon sounds a little more the first way. His Lashon sounds like, well, since people are going to college, etc., they're being exposed to Chachmos Achiros, they might go off the Derech. Right? It's more of like a Sur Meira approach, the first way. The second way is saying that's more of an Aseh Tov approach. It's more of a way of saying that I can connect to the Rabbona Shel Olam by learning Torah B'Iyun. It's a different, but the goal is to connect to the Eibishter. The goal is to connect to the Rabbona Shel Olam. I think that's the way Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zecharo Lev Racha understood it.
So the
goal is
that there was a
zero,
but it's no longer Chal.
There was a Gezerah, but it's no longer Chal. It's no longer how everybody agrees because society broke down. We don't have the shtetl. And therefore what? Do I say we don't have the shtetl and therefore b'koishi hitiru that you have to learn other stuff? Or do I say, according to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Mahalach, it's more of a lechatchila. Since the shtetl broke down and we still want to connect and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the only way we can access and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Limud HaTorah. It's not a Sor Meira, it's an Aseh Tov. It's not avoid the dangerous, nefarious influences of the street. It's always saying, no, the shtetl broke down, how are you going to get your Yiras Shamayim? Right? It's a different Mahalach, I think. Could be, right. It could be if there would be some other way of accessing, let's say a person has a very sensitive soul, and by going to the Swiss Alps, you know the famous story of Reb Shamsh and Rafal Hirsch, that he said that he's worried that La'asad Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take him to task by saying, hey, Shamsh and Rafal, how come you never looked at my beautiful Alps? Right? Rav Moshe Twersky, Zechron Olav Racha, Rabbi Twersky, Hashem Yikom Damo, Rabbi Twersky's brother, you know, who was killed by the Rotzrim B'nai Avwa. So Rabbi Twersky's brother, one time, it's a beautiful biography you should read about Rabbi Twersky's brother. It's called A Malach in Our Midst. It's like a Friday night reading, but it's really kedai. So Rabbi Twersky's brother, Zechron Olav Racha, apparently was once sitting with his Talmidim on a Friday night, and someone asked him, Rebbe, you know, what do you think about that story of Rav Hirsch? And what about my Alps? So Rabbi Twersky's response was, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you first? What about the Alps? Or what about Tosfos and Menachos? Right, which question will the Ribbono Shel Olam ask you first? Right, it's an interesting point. Basically, the idea that I want to get at is that there are two Mahalchim in understanding Rav Soloveitchik's approach, or Soloveitchik's Kula, in teaching even Torah Shabbat Alpeh to women. I think everyone would say it has to be based on the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is the Ilan Gadol, but the question is, am I taking it more in the Sor Meira approach or more in the Aseh Tov approach? I thought I would get much further. Keep these source sheets, Amir Tashem, because there's one or two other things I want to do on them before we conclude Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay, Chavra?